Continue with Shem Hilchos Bishul, which again will take quite a bit of time, as malachas go. We talked yesterday about the source of heat. Bishul again is changing the texture of something or the nature of something, the essence of the item through the medium of heat. We talked yesterday about the heat. We talked a little bit about the chama. Told us the chama of the heat of the sun. That's not that practical in terms of most activities today. Although I mentioned yesterday the Dud Shemesh, the water that's heated there, so you sort of have these tanks and so on. It's really pointed out. I didn't get to look at it, but in the Rav Rimon Sefer has pictures and some description how that works. Actually, Rav Yosef also the Tshuva, where at the beginning of the Tshuva explains the mechanics of it, you know, how it works. Okay.
Where is that again?
Rav Yosef has a Tshuva. I have to look up. It's not in the sources, but I don't remember, and I have to find it. Rav Yosef does have a tshuva about if you search in his tshuva, looks for Dud Shemesh. I guess you can find the, you know, look on the Bar Ilan and search in his tshuvas and search for Dud Shemesh. I can find it for you.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I'll find it. Maybe, you know, I hope to talk at the very end of Bishul after we finish everything with the Kli Rishon Klisheni and Bishvacha Bishul and the practical issues of Shehiyah and Hazor and Akta Atmana. Maybe give one share about using hot water for bathing and showering on Shabbos and so on and so forth because it relates to Bishul. So that's part of what his tshuva is about. So I'll probably quote that tshuva in a later share. Okay. Anyway, but we spoke about Kli Rishon, and we mentioned that Kli Rishon is a Kli that's mishtamshin, but that's the language of Shulchan Aruch in source 19. It's the Mishin Yuches Tiv Tes. Kli Rishon Pirish Hakli Shemishtamish Bo Al Ha'esh. Right. That's a Kli. That's on Al Ha'esh. However, it remains and retains its status of Kli Rishon, even if after it has been removed from the Kli, from the Esh, rather, as long as it's still hot, as long as the Yatz Lettuce bone. I just want to clarify the Yatz Lettuce here. Well, we spoke of Yatz Lettuce being a shear in terms of heating liquids on Shabbos, right? But it also pertains to other things. I want to emphasize that point. In other words, the Kli Rishon, the pot itself, as long as it's so hot, will be called the Kli Rishon, even the Shalag Abesh, if it's too hot to touch, right? It's too hot to touch without mitts or without some sort of glove. Okay? And therefore, even when it's low Aish, you can't put certain things in it and so on. So we spoke about that last time. We also spoke about, the second point was Irui Kli Rishon. You're pouring something out of a Kli Rishon onto something else. Yeah. What it's made out of, you mean?
Not just to burn more easily, it's different.
Yeah, wood, wood by different metal. I think all the postcards speak of Yad Sledda, so it's too hard to touch. I think that seems to be consistent. Yeah, right, that's true. Logically, you're right. I didn't see that clip. It doesn't mean anything, but don't know. Okay. Anyways, we also spoke about Irui Kli Rishon. The difference between Irui Kli Rishon and a Kli Rishon is that the item is being poured out. So after it comes out of the Kli Rishon, so it interacts with the air temperature, so it's somewhat cooled off, and it can still be outside as well, but it's somewhat cooled off. So that's what we spoke about last time, that Irui Kli Rishon, that was out of Achokas. And so we had a Tosus in Zvachim, in source 28, Tzadi Hem Beis Dil Maskel Irui, and Tosus in Shabbos. Okay, in source 32, on Mem Beis and Beis Dil Maskel Abol Nosin Hu, Machokas Rishon, Machokas about Tosus, whether Irui Kli Rishon is similar to Kli Rishon at dinner, that it's Mavashel, or it's similar to Kli Shein, that it's not Mavashel. And then Tosus says towards the end, I think that's what we're up to. Again, we want to look through the Gemara, so Tosus quotes. But again, this is a Tosus in 32. Tosus says at the end, or not in the end, it's in the middle, it's 3, 6, 9 lines up. The Nira, the Irui, Lo Havi Kli Rishon, Lo Kli Shein. It's neither. It's kind of in between Irui Kli Rishon. It's kind of in between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, in that it's not like a Kli Rishon that is Mevashel. It's not like a Kli Sheni that's not Mevashel, but rather El Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Okay, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, which means it has the capacity to be Mevashel, the item that it comes into contact with, but not fully cook it, just the outer layer. Klipa is like the shell or outer layer, so it has the capacity to cook that. And he points out, Tosus points out the two Gemaras to look at, I want to look at today, or start looking at, or start the shiur by looking at, and that is the Gemara in Pesachim, which was really alluded to. The Gemara in Pesachim on the very bottom of Ayin Hayim and Bay is 33, going over to Ayin Bov and Abzi. Itmar Cham Latoch Cham. Okay, now the subject there is not Shabbos. Not talking about Shabbos there. It's talking about Basun Cholov. talking about basar chalav. So there's also obviously a problem of bishul basar chalav in addition to eating basar chalav, not allowed to cook it either. So let's say something cham, let's look in Rashi, I'm sorry, I am Hamid Bay 34. Cham l'tocham, basar roseach, hot meat, came into contact with l'toch chalav roseach, came into contact with hot milk, everything was hot. Okay, I mean, you know, you'll learn your day if you didn't learn it yet. So, you know, one of the things is basar chalav, you'll see. One of the things the rabbi has to ask when the person calls you up with a problem in the kitchen is, well, was it hot? Was it cold? You know, that makes a difference. Okay, so cham l'tocham divrei kol osur. Okay, if hot meat comes in contact with hot milk, everything is also that's special. Having this hot, the flavors, so to speak, are intermingled and commingled, and then it becomes a basar chalav. So it's also everything is also good. Or Rashi says that doesn't need basar chalav. Rashi points out at the same din, echad shel isur v'echad shel heter, or it's isur heter. It's a hot piece of ham, you know, with a cold, you know, with a hot something else. In other words, it's not only basar chalav, it's also din in the transference of flavor from isur to heter. So whether it's basar chalav or isur heter, same thing. Not important for us to look the distinction in. So it's osur. So the dirak, so top line, top word of Ayin Bavadal, still 33, second line, osur. And Rashi in 35, Ayin Bavadal says, osur debola heter mi isur. In the case of Issa Heta, the mutter item has absorbed. That's what happened in this heat. There's transference of flavor in this heat. Okay, just picture yourself, when you cook a pot of soup, which it's water, and you put in some vegetables, and if it sat there, it wouldn't taste like much after an hour. Okay, but you turn on the heat, so then the water absorbs the flavor of the vegetables. The vegetables, this vegetable, everything absorbs, you know, the absorption of flavor. That's what happens, because the heat causes molecules to move around, and so on, things are absorbed. So Mimela, here, when it's hot iser, hot heter, or hot meat and hot milk, whichever you want, the flavors are going to be, impact, one's going to impact the other. There'll be a blia of heter me iser. Okay, so then that's also for sure. Back to the Gemara, the second line of 33, this is Ayin Vav Manal Kum Sochem. Tzonein letok tzonein, if everything was cold, there are cold mutter. There's no iser because there's no transcends of flavor. Okay, if you have in your fridge, you know, so some milk spills on top of a piece of meat, you have to wash it off. That's all. But there's no transference of flavor. It's not supposed to be chalav. Everything's cold. So just to rinse it off. Okay. Now, what about cham l'toch tzonein and tzonein l'toch cham? What if one of the things was hot and that's what fell into the thing? Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you marinate the meat.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it depend on how long the milk was on the meat?
Yeah, so it does. I don't know if there's such a thing called kavush. Okay, kavush means with soaking or marinating. So that's a basar chalav. It does. It does depend. Kavush, kavush, we have such a concept in the Gemara. Yes, it does. Well, let's say it came, I'm just giving an example, so that does make a difference. Okay, yes, there is such a thing as marinating.
I wonder what the time of it is. How long?
So we usually assume kavush, kavush, machalav means overnight or 24 hours. You'll learn that with the basar chalav. Okay. Anyway, but our issue is cham l'toch tzonen, tzonen l'toch cham. What fell in was cham l'toch tzonen into hot into cold, or the other way around. So what wins, so to speak? What is the dominant? You know, to use, I guess, a biological dominant recessive. What's dominant? Okay. So Rav Omar ilah gavar. The dominant is whatever was on top. Ilah means on top. Rashi means ilog over eldom netzeh hilcha. Cham l'toch tzonen is also okay. If the iser was cham and it fell into heter that was cold, it's also shah elyon mechamemo l'tachton. That which on top will heat up that by landing in it will heat up that which is in the bottom. Or ishnei and cham, and now they're both hot. Okay, and therefore ubale mehadodi, they'll absorb each other's flavor. But tzonen l'tocham mutter, but again, tzonen falls into hot, then elyon mitzanano l'tachton. It's the cold that falls in, which will cool off the bottom. And therefore, v'lo bali, there'll be no bliya. Now, you'll ask me, but, you know, scientifically, is that the case? Scientifically? I mean, so the answer is l'halacha, to create bishul. There is obviously when either one is hot, when one is hot and one is cold, doesn't really matter. There is some effect that one has on the other. The heat, the hot boiling, the hot item is cooled off by the cool item. The cool item is heated up by the hot item. Okay, it doesn't get as hot as the hot item, or doesn't get as, the other way around, doesn't get as cold as the cold item. The question is, in Hilchos Bishul, what is the dominant in terms of carrying out or causing bliya, the top or the bottom? So Rav holds it's the top that wins out. Therefore, there will be a blia if the top is hot and the bottom is cold. The other way around, there won't be. Even though temperature-wise, everything else, you could argue, it's the same. It has to do with the intensity, I suppose, of the heat. Oh, halacha, yeah. You know, it's hard to say. Again, not really, because the reality, I mean, I don't think it makes that big a difference temperature-wise.
But then we're talking about what the reality was.
It's conceivable. That's yeah, I don't think there's. That's why I think they're both going to be the same.
They know them.
They
right,
do that.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. No, but they can test it. They can test it. Okay, but I didn't see that. It's the world is in the halachic universe. So, yeah.
No, I mean, just that, like reasonably, it's better to assume. It's more reasonable to assume that they did, like, common sense figure this one out, because there's a lot of other places where.
Okay, it's a general question. I don't. Huh?
What about the quantities? Does it matter how much?
So that's another issue. Again, we'll go through the generality here. Quantity also does make a difference. We talked a little bit about yesterday also. Talked a little bit. A lot of water fell in. We'll see. Okay.
And there would be a difference if the bottom is solid and the top is
liquid. Also, distinction. Let's go through. Anyway, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Omar Tata Gavar. Shmuel says the bottom one that, so to speak, wins out. Shmuel Omar Tata Gavar. Okay. Hilcha Cham Tol Tzoramuto Tzoramuto Tol Cham Asir. And then Rashi adds, V'apal Gav the Hilcha So Kirav Bisuri. How do we pass them? We should pass like Rav because we have a general klal. Hilchos of Kirav Yisur Kishmul Bedini. Usually in the Machokas, Rav and Shmuel, which there are many. So generally speaking, we tend to pass like Rav in matters of Issa Beheter, what might call ritual law, and Shmuel and Dini in business law. So this is ritual, so we pass like Rav. So Rashi points out, and I involve it all in 35, with Shmuel, I want to talk about Hilchos, Kacham Tokson Mutu, Tokham Chos, Tokham Osir, Afal Gab, the Hilchos of Kirav Yisur. But here this is different, isn't it? Baha, Hilchos of Kishmul. Here we pass on like Shmuel, Tanya Tarte Masisim Kavose the Kamon, because the Gemara later on brings a couple of prices which support Shmuel. So generally, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we would pass like Rav over Shmuel in this area because it's in the realm of Issev Heter, the realm of of ritual law. However, here we happen to pass on Shmuel because the flow of the Gemara indicates we follow Shmuel. Okay, just a side point. So what is he referring to? So in 36, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavose Shmuel. Bryce says, Cham Latoch Cham Osir, V'chein Tzonin Shinos Latoch Cham Osir. Is that the Bryce? Okay, Tanya, it's a Bryce. The second statement of the Bryce is, V'chein Tzonin Shinos Latoch Cham. So that sounds like the bottom wins, okay? But Cham Latoch Tzonin, 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 Madiach. And rinse it off. So the Gemara says, Cham Latoch Tzonin, Madiach, came in the Chamu, okay? The maker, Yevshur, the low boy, the low bola porter. So the Gemara says, 1 second, okay? Even if you hold, okay, even if you hold Cham Latok Tzonim, according to Shmuel, Tator Gavar, that's what we paskin. But still, look at the Gemara says, Ad the Maker lay, E Efshol the Lobola Porto. Let's assume that the bottom is Tzonim, okay, and therefore it's going to cool off what comes in, but it doesn't cool off instantaneously. It takes some, even in a halachic world, it takes some time. So Ad the Maker, till it, we'll learn it this way, till it cools off, there was some blia. So therefore, klipa miyaniba, we should at least the outer layer should be a problem. Maybe ultimately the bottom, the cold, wins out, so to speak. Halacha, it's not cold enough to create bliya flavor and so on and so forth. But it doesn't happen the moment it lands in there, right? That's for sure, again, empirically. So the Gemara says, ela'ema cham latok tzonin kolev. Okay, but tzonin latok tzonin. If everything's cold, then madiach. Madiach means hadoch, the washra. So that's an important word, kolev. Okay, that's one brisa. And the second brisa, and again, Rashi telegraphed before that there are two brises that support Shmuel, and that's why we pass on Shmuel here, even though ordinarily we pass on Grav in these types of debates, in the matter of Issa Heter. So one is this brisa. You see what the brisa says, but for our purpose, it's important. That's what Tosus and Shabbos and Ezra quotes this Gemara, because you see that it's kolik. Because even if you hold Tato Gavar, what's on the bottom sort of is a dominant, but still, the hot stuff that fell in had some impact, at least initially. Okay, then it cooled it off. But right, must have happened, right? Okay, so therefore, it means it still has to be kolef, as opposed to, so it's not quite the same as tzonon with tzonon. There's absolutely nothing. Everything's cold. There's no transfer flavor when it's cold. You know, certainly not, right away. Anyway, that's one. Tani Ido, Bosser Osea. Another. Bosser Osea, hot meat, Shinofel Tokhara Osea, Bechain, Tsonain, Shinofel Tokham, Osser. Okay, again, the same thing, Osser. Ham Latok Tsonain, but the other way around, Tona Tokhom Adiyah. So more asks the same question. Ham Latok Tsonain Adiyah, came in the Hamu, Ad the Maker La Iyev Stilobola Porto, Klipo, me and the boy. Same conclusion. Okay, bottom line though is that both of these brises, you see that hatogavar, what's on the bottom is what's dominant. Okay, whether that's hot or cold, whatever's on the bottom is dominant. As Rashi says on their line, but then the Gemara asks, but there's still some impact. Ad-de-mekele, I mean, kodem shi'itstame. See that, Rashi? Ad-de-mekele, before it cools it off. Some say maker means it's heavy because the heaviness, you know, because the land's out. But we'll learn like Rashi. Kodem shi itstanim before it cools off. Einachanami tato gaber, but before it cools it off, bala koldu, there was some bleir. So therefore, you need kadei klipas. Let's go back to the Tosas in Shabbos on Membeis and Beis back in 32. Now that we have that Gemara, let's look at Tosas. Says it's got 3, 6, 9 lines on the bottom, middle line. Benira the iru lo abe kiklish rishon velo kiklish ene elam basil. We pass on, we just talk Shmuel. The Amr to talk over. The Tanya Kavosu, we came to the Solon. And there, that's the more song we just saw. We call Mokom of Ashok, they clip up. The Amr Hosom, Tanya Kavosu, Shmuel, Hamatol Sona, Sona Tokhap, Sena Medea, Upore, Hamatol Sona, Adamekali Bola, El Ema, Hamatol Sona, Tole, Sona Tokhsona, Sena Medea. So Tosa says, you see from that Gemara that there is some form of klipa in a so irui, which is what that is. The case there is stuff falling in, so it's not, you know, it's like irui. We're pouring out of a klivishon to transfer over to Shabbos. Again, the Gemara I'm talking about, I'm talking about Shabbos, but to transfer it over to Shabbos, you're pouring something out of a klivishon onto something else. So that's like irui. That is irui, and that's what we say tato gavar. So even though tato gavar, but there is kadei klipa, there is some bishul kadei klipa, and that's why. The Tosus here says that something iroi klibishon is mevashel kadei klipa. Outer part is subject to bishon. Okay? Now, continues Tosus, he refers to another Gemara, Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Ironically, also that I involved. Okay? So I printed that over here, starting in source 38. Avodah Zarah, the very end of the Masechta. I involved Mamas, the last Amud of the Masechta, last half of the Masechta. I involved with Alakon, I involved Beis. Toshma. So who Duda? Duda is a dude, right? Like you know, a tank or a cauldron, you know, some type of a big container, vat. The Hava Bay Rav Akavya. Okay, Rav Akavya had it. The sugya there at the end of Avodah Zarah is talking about kashering kalim that were treif. Hagolas kalim. Okay, so we know, those who've ever done this or paced, I mean, it used to be much more popular to kasher kalim and many shuls. I mean, shuls, I think, still have it. You know, the couple of nights more paced, they'll have. You know, in the kitchen of the shul, they get in these big tubs and fill up with boiling hot water, put kamakashi and silver. I remember that as a kid, it was much more crowded, very crowded, because whatever people didn't have, now everybody is so, for $50, you can buy another set of silver. You know, it's just not that expensive. People buy new stuff. But nonetheless, people do have kiddush cups and other things. The kiddush cups all shot anyway. Well, that had to become hummus thing. But okay, maybe drink schnapps out of it. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. You have a particular serving dish. But people used to come. I remember they had to wait online. I was a little kid. And I was with my father with the kid. But we didn't have separate, Pesach, many separate Pesach. So we're cash and everything. And I go, it's kind of.
If you use
say it's a table, right when Shabbos
day.
Yeah, we do, you know, anything which any smack to them. But strictly speaking, again, nothing was hot. Okay. So even a crumb fell into the wine, but nothing was hot. But okay, we don't use anything. And it's always possible to splatter. That's what we do. But strictly speaking, if you think about it, you know, do you really have to cash your kid? We do. I'm saying,
you want to.
That's the other question I was about to say, right? If you wash it with other stuff and it's hot water and you wash it with the flesh of your knives and so on the board, that's when it comes up. But again, usually, I don't know, usually with Shabbos, I know my house, so we rinse out the cups, you know, not for halakhic reasons, just practically, because you need the kiddush cup again for lunch and then you have Abdullah. So it never ends up being. I don't think it's ever been in the dishwasher. You know I'm saying the kiddush cups. I don't know, but in a chanami. And I don't want to go to the space, but getting back to it, that's what the sugan of Avodah Zarah is talking about. So the Gemara says he had this dub rashis kalachas, again, some kind of a cauldron, okay, that needed hagola, but it was too big It was the biggest pot, and you know, it was too big to fit. That's why they do it in the shul. They have these, you know, many shul kitchens that have the industrial size soup pots, you know. I mean, but at home, you can kasher at home too. Okay, you don't need to go to shul to kasher. You can kasher something at home too. If you trafe up a fork, so you can, you know, let it sit for 24 hours, so it's and then take a pot and then heat up hot water in a pot and, you know, then dunk it in. But you have to know what you're doing. I'm not, you know, the Gemara Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch has an expression, Ein Magilin Elo Bishnei Baal Hagola. You should only do someone who knows the din of Hagola at the kasher. Don't try this at home, you know. But it's not Baal Hagola, a wagon driver, I mean, Baal Hagola. Okay, Ein Magilin Elo Bishnei Baal Hagola. Okay, not Baal, the Yiddish, you know, Baal Hagola is a simpleton, a wagon driver. Anyway, so that doesn't mean it's simple here. It means the Baal Hagol. Okay, anyway, so he had this big pot. So how do you, what do you do? There's nothing bigger to put it in. How do you kasha that? Right? So the Gemara talks about it and says, so, who do the Habibay Rabba Kavya? Okay. Ahadalai Gadanfa Delisha, he, Apuma. What he did was, what you wanted to do is you got to fill it all the way up to the tippy top with boiling hot water. And it's got to overflow. That's what you hear people put a brick in or something to make it overflow. But what he did was he sort of built Gadafna Delisha. He built like a ring, you know, a ring around the lip, around the, you know, around the Lisha's dough. Okay, Apuma, around the rim of the thing, outside, from the outside. He built like a rim so that extended above the pot. And then he filled the pot all the way so the hot water bubbled all the way, it flowed over the top of the pot. It didn't go out anywhere because the ring of the dough, whatever it is, this caked stuff, kept it in. It didn't have to be dough, whatever it is, it was, mushed it up. So would it go over the top? Okay, that's what he did. So, and he filled it up with water and he boiled the water. Right, Rashi says, Sofa, there in the Ayin Rav Bey, he's got Dan Felisa, Sofa shall Isa Sviros Pia. Above the lip, you know, he made on the outside. So the rim, the point was that the whole pot has to be kosher. And sometimes the rim of the pot could also be traded because stuff splatters. I was wanting to say, fill it up to the tippy top. What do you care about the rim for? Right? What do you care about the lip or rim, whatever you want to call it, of the pot? That's not true. You didn't cook in that. You only cooked inside the pot. Yeah, but sometimes things splatter. So how are you going to get the rim? The only way to do it is if the water goes above the rim. So he built on the outside of this cauldron, he built this, sometimes an extension, so to speak, right, that was on the outside. So the rim, now we filled it up with water. So the water hit the hot water, the boiling hot water, the kashering water, hit the whole rim also. Follow? That was his patent. That was his chab. Okay. And Kadesha Tekaba, Mayam Harbor, Yav Ruharos, and also so on. Therefore, the boiling hot water will go over the lip also. You have a picture, right? You see, I'm making it clear? Okay.
Meaning so he's boiling the water the pot itself.
Right, but
he built something around so the water can go higher.
Exactly. Yeah, we use this I don't take any still life, I think. If you see this is the pot. Okay. So if I fill the pot up to the tippy top and I boil up the water, good. What about the lip here? Maybe stuff splattered on it, right? So he built this thing on the outside so the water he could fill up even further, water overflowed, then the entire lip was covered. That was his That was his patent.
Instead of just being the rock.
Say again?
Instead of just being a rock.
So, I guess. That's the only thing. Will it all overflow? I mean, it'll overflow evenly over both sides. We'll do both. And if the problem, it's got to be a rock that's hot because then when we put it, it's going to cool off the water when it overflows. It won't be boiling hot water.
It's boiling at the time.
So, I'm saying it has to be as soon as you put it in, the whole thing has to be covered by boiling water. But the rock does the job also. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what he built. And, The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, man chakim lemevur ki ham milso ilav Rava Kavi the Gaber Rabahu." Rava liked this. He said, "Oh, what a, you know, is there someone so sharp like Rava Kavi who came up with this great thing?" Okay, now the problem is, he says, So he says, the truth of the matter is, though, even this way, the water is only going to. The water is not going to go. The water might. Well, Gemara explains that we have a rule here called kibolo kach polto. Kibolo kach polto. Kibolo kach polto means the way something was balea an iser, it absorbed the iser. That's how you can get the iser out. That's like the cardinal rule. Why is it that let's say certain items need only koshering with boiling hot water. And other items, let's say you can't kosher a grill by putting it in boiling hot water. Why? I mean, I'm oversimplifying that, but just for our purpose now. Because a grill, the temperature, boiling hot water, as you know, is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, right? So, but a grill, let's say, or an oven grate or something like that, or a stove, the heat there, an oven, is going to go to 550, I don't know, it goes much higher than 212. So whatever way the Blias HaIsser came in, that's the way the Blias HaIsser can remove. That's called Kibolo Kachpolto. Bolo means to absorb, polto means to expel. So the Isser is expelled. So something, let's say a spoon, or the maximum, I mean, it wasn't even near 212, but you use a spoon for soup. The maximum was 212, otherwise it would have been soup, would have been steam. Right? So, therefore, the max, I mean, much less than that probably, but the maximum, right? The maximum was to a plate or anything like that, you know, these kinds of things which became trade in that way. So they can become kosher in that way, but something which is Bolea Isser at a higher temperature, you can only kosher at a higher temperature. Today, what makes things like life a lot easier for many people with ovens is the self-cleaning oven. Self-cleaning oven goes up to 900 or something like that. You know, it gets much hotter than anything you've ever put in this. You run the thing in the self-cleaning oven, so you're taking care of it, right? You know, if you don't have a self-cleaning oven, so that's a different discussion. Many assume, okay, so turn the oven to the highest possible temperature for the longest possible time you'd ever cook at that temperature. And again, give all the cup bolts. I don't agree with that cooler for pace, whatever. That's I think that's what they stand to tell people in apartments here. But some apartments here don't have self-cleaning ovens, I presume, right?
The old gas
ovens, right? So the way to cash it, first you have to clean it, and then once it's clean, you turn it on to the highest temperature for, you know, you don't cook too many things at 550 for more than an hour, hour and a half, you know, maximum. I don't know, like probably cook it, you know, steak or burn, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, but that's a big potato sometimes take a long time. All right, anyway, that's so Kibolo Kakpoto. So Gemara brings it up over here that the idea is that the water, you know, really for koshering, the entire thing has to be completely submerged in the hot water. Here, it's a funny thing. There's a little bit of water hitting the lip because he built this little thing, but it's not like submerged in a classic sense. You know, it's not completely surrounded, so to speak, completely submerged in the water. But he said, Rava said it works anyway. Why? Because again, how did the Isser come in the first place? It only came in because different trade parts of the soup hit this thing. So it's covered. It's nitzotzos. When nitzotzos means sparks, it means splattering. It's not polta, but nitzotzos. Okay? And I have to look at the last Rashi.
So
okay.
He's saying that kula, that you don't even
need. No, he's saying, because look at the last Rashi. Explains. Okay? Kach b'shas pleta. Afal pi, so the last Rashi on 40. I have a baby in a little dark. He didn't put it in, it wasn't completely submerged. Ho, but it's malas yofi yofi, but it's filled well. Okay. But you still need, why do you still need that? So that's why we're gadan because what, so why need that thing for? Just fill it up very high and it will splatter even without that plate, this clay or dough thing around it. Right? What do you have to do that for? And the answer is you need, because again, he wanted a guarantee, because you don't know where the splattering is not uniform. So it could be that if you just filled it up and let it splatter, so the splatter would hit this part, this part, this part, this part, and just your luck, the trade hit that part last time, right? And the splattering is not uniform, so that's why he did both of those things. Okay, anyway, but at the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day, this is so what does it got to do with us? That's the sugya about us. What's all it got to do with us? So look back now again to 32 Tosas. Okay, Tosas says, now we're 6 lines on the bottom. That Tosas and Shabbos Membeis Membeis, 6 lines on the bottom of 32. Chayim Mashma Shulmas Avon Azor. Dama Marukba has Marukba Zavin. That's the background. Marukba we had it. Akavia. What are saying like that? Okay. So he said he bought a Zovan Yoram Akum, he bought a big pot from a guy, they had a kasher, and so he did this whole trick. Now, the Iri Kikli Rishon, if Iri is like a Kli Rishon, okay, my Iri Mishum de Bala Tzotza, if you're a Bala Bli Gemura, Palat Me Tzotza, Shir, why not? If Iri is like a Kli Rishon, if your whole Iri Kli Rishon is the same din of a Kli Rishon, so what are you worried about? Even if the lip the rim mamish absorbed the issue, not just because of splattering. Even if mamish absorbed the issue, it would work with it because of Iroi. Elevadon Vashal, can they clip of him? Iru Rosa. So it must be that it's not really Mavashal. That's his right. That this kashering only worked, Derek, the splattering, because why not just say pour hot water over it? And even around the whole lip. He was right, other things. So why not do that here? I mean, you could. But if Iru Klimishon is Klimishon, but if it's only Vashal Kedek Klipa, perhaps, that's why they didn't want it to work.
What does that actually
mean?
Does he mean pouring the water out of that pot?
No, I've done. Get another boiling hot.
You take boiling hot
water. Water kettle.
Different
pots. Yes. Okay. Now,
so he's saying that it doesn't work.
So he's saying Masha doesn't work. Why? Because Iru Klimishon is not the same. It's only it's a lower type of heat. It's not the same as the Hagola takes place in a Klimishon on the fire, right? That's where Hagola is done. So Iru Klimishon is not, that's just his raya that it's not, Iru Klimishon is not the same as a Klimishon in terms of the intensity of the heat.
But I'm saying this pot that we need a kasher, it's not a Klimishon,
No, but kashering has to be done via a kli rishon, right? You have to have a boiling hot, has to be on a fire, bubbling water, okay? So Iroi, according to what we're suggesting, would not work because all he's trying to prove is a lower intensity of heat. It's a lower, it's not the same. All right,
How does it work in kashering?
So they're also most likely because again, that got absorbed in the first place.
Right. It wasn't absorbed from
right. Water. Right. Right.
But you do sometimes have it with like when you're cooking like noodles. So you pour the boiling water into the
sink. It works over here. That's the point. Okay. Anyway, that takes care of it. So another Tom Torah Kashrut. That's the Tosis. All right, so anyway, you want to see with the point. Look at the last two lines of the Tosafot that I quoted 32. Aval klish nisbashu liser lo sagi lahagilo ayda iri. It doesn't work. Iri doesn't work. All right, anyway, that's the Tosafot. What comes out
shows us that there's a difference
between klish and iri. Now come back to the world of Hilchos Shemayis, right? That's the point. So according to Tosfos, Iru Klishon is not the same as Klishon, it's but it is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, okay? And therefore, certain things, it'll be a problem. And therefore, we look in the Shulchan Aruch, I want to see now 41. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, we saw the Rambam before, our Chavveiz, Melchus Shabbos, Halacha, Halacha Vav.
Sorry, bringing this that the Klipa is still an issue.
Klipa is still an issue, but it's not the same as, so therefore, as we'll see, I mean, because on Shabbos, any bishul is also, even the klipa is also, it's still going to be this, it's not the same, right? So the look at the Magid Mishnah and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam, Perkav Beis, Halacha Vav, Tank Nero Sachas, I don't know if I ended up quoting the Rambam at all, but anyway, just a moment. Give me a sec. Since I forgot to mention the Rambam, I won't say, well, okay, it doesn't matter. Because he's just summarizing anyway. Oh, there it is, back in 18, yeah. Back in 18, I quoted the Rambam. Okay, based on the Gemara and the basis. Mechem Shapina Mayim and Mayim Chanka. Yeah, I look back in the Rambam's in 18. Okay, and he writes, the second part of the Rambam 18. The chain kedei rosachas apal pisha read the malayish lo yitei l'tocha tavlin. Abal nosa tocha melach. So the melach might be different. We talked about that yesterday. So the look in the Magid Mishnah. He says based on that Gemara Mem Beis and Beis we talked about it. Ilfas the frying pan. Deira the grim we're talking lo yitei l'tocha tavlin. And also talking karl tocha tavlin. The Amr Shom Gemara say here we talk about the salt. Actually, two different opinions about the status of salt. We actually mentioned that yesterday. Okay. What he writes is the third line. Avalosis atocha kara tavlin tchilo. Okay, to put in tavlin like spices, and then laaros alei and roasted also neshi iru kli rishon mevashel. Baharehu leinyan zeh kli rishon. Okay, b'chein yiro moshe rabbeinu. He thinks the Rambam sort of seems to equate iru kli rishon with kli rishon, Body writes Abba Ktsasma Farshim Tira Fila Iriklushan Lubisha Enamabashil. Bizen Niram Das Ramban Barashbo. So it's actually at the end of the day, it's a machlokas. All right, it's a machlokas. And we paskin, okay, we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shein Chesir Sif Yud 42. Osur Litain Tavlin Bekara La Aros Aleim Miklivishim. Okay, now, why? What's the problem? So Mr. Brew explains the cut $9. The after tavlin ain misbashel with klisheni, these things won't get cooked. Klisheni is not misbashel. The komakum ha iru miklivishon kaimalon misbashel kde klipa. I feel with the evidence and so on. That's what the Mishu writes in Sukkot and Ayin Dalet. I'm just showing you the wheat paskin that it is. So come back. It is also because it's mevashel something. It's mevashel, right? So still also to pour something on. Okay. I mean, we'll see this. Shortly. We'll be reading the Shulah today, but the issue of making tea on Shabbos, right? Well, later I'll get this. Making tea on Shabbos. Right, so you can't just pour out of the kettle or out of the samovar, the urn, directly onto the tea. You know, that's Iru Klirishon. So, yeah, okay, anyway. So, huh? Same issue. Yeah, similar. Right. I look back in 43 again. Sukkot Memhei, he says, it's not on this part of the Shulchan Aruch, but it mentions the point again. He says, Iru Mevashel Kedei Klipa. You know, back in Sukkot Memhei, Mikol Mokin Yizor Shol Yishpoch Achakach HaShiyuri B'tzalim Shanisha B'karam In Amarach Shibakadera. He might add Tzadis Bahen. Okay, the Iru Mevashel Kedei Klipa. If you have stuff left in your bowl, you're going to put more soup on top of it. It's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Okay, V'chein Mashanoga Ein Zanashin Kesha Osim Chamin Meragli Behema Lachto Chatichas Pas B'kli L'aro Tzaleh Mamarach Shalor Gmai. They make some of a soup from the legs of the chicken or whatever it is. Okay, like the animals, you know, they're called pachah, you know, it's fat gel, but here it's liquidy. Anyway, he said, but you're going to pour it onto bread. They eat it with bread. It's like bread with, you know.
No, I was like, hold on, I'm reading. I was like, it sounds like pachah.
Yeah, I think so. I never liked it. Anyway,
I couldn't
do it. Okay, anyway, yeah, right. Anyway, no, that's not why. It gives you a. I happen not to like tongue. I find it too salty. I mean, I could eat it, but it doesn't bother me in that sense. I know that on Rosh Hashanah night, I eat the meat from the. You can get now these heads of lamb or whatever. So I'm allergic. Used to be like heads of fish, fish heads. You know, those are. I became allergic to fish. I can't use that. So for a while, okay, what can you do? But now you buy in the regular store, the kosher store. It comes with the teeth and everything. It's wonderful. My wife said, she's not cooking. She'll not look at it. So my wife, my son cooks it. Anyway, so yeah. So when we clear your lay off, feeling more than a possible chila. Again, you're pouring the bread. It's okay. So it's a problem. All right. Yeah. Now, one important distinction, though, that I want to mention here in regards to Iru. If you look down at 44. This whole discussion of Iru, all the above, the Iru Klivishon is not, well, you Paskin is less Mishul. That's only when it's, you asked before, what it's being, what's the word, Mehureh, what the Iru is going on to. What's the item that's receiving it? What's the receiving item? Okay. Well, what if the, it's only, and this whole issue of Iru is Iru onto solids. On the Dovi Yavish. But the Gemara says in Mem Bezim and Allah 44, Tanar Abonim, No Sein Adam Hamen L'toch Hatzonin. Okay. Velo Hatzon L'toch Hamen Dibur B'Shamayin. V'simon Bein Hamen L'toch Tzonin, Bein Tzon L'toch Hamen Mutter. Okay. Mutter. Okay. So you're allowed to put cold water into hot water into cold water, Ponta B'Shilo. It's Mutter. Right. However, quickly, the Gemara, the Brisa says, V'med Ram Amorim, because, okay, Abu Bambati, Chaman Atoch Atonin, Velo Tonin Atoch Achamin. So, what's going on here? So, again, we Rashi here in Shabbos Mem Beis Medav reminds us of the Sugya of Tatog Gover again. All right, so Chaman Atoch Tonin, which is Mutter. Why? Look at the end, right? Bemedvar Mamurim, again, 44. Bemedvar Mamurim, because of Abu Bambati. Rambati means like a tub, you know, where it's close is one removed. Rambati is a tub. So Chamele Toch, I think in modern Hebrew, Rambati is a bathtub. No, it doesn't have to be a bathtub. It means a tub, okay, a basin. Anyway, Chamele Toch, Chatzon, Velo Chatzon, Chatzon. Why is Chamele Toch, Chatzon okay? Because the Kasovet HaTog, Be'ein HaCham Martich, Chatzon, Elam Afshirin. Okay, it makes it warmer, but it won't cook it. Velo Chatzon, in the Toch HaMayim, Shatach Tona, Martich, Chatzon, the Tog, Gavar. Fine. Why is it different? Because so he says two reasons why the coast it's okay, because you don't want it to get that hot. Don't let it get that hot. But more important for us right now is the klisheni. It's a klisheni. All right, now. So posters are there on Mem Beis Mem Aleph says, all right, that Iwur klirishon is not going to be allowed at all in any sense when you're dealing with liquids. So look what Tos says. No sin other chamel talks on. I feel a bit klirishon. The chamel talks on and mevashel. Kemo shafar. The chamel talks on. I feel a bit klisheni. The gazer beishamai. Tos just spells out the bar. The gazer beishamai klisheni other klirishon. But beishilo. That was shita beishamai. I'm gonna read it again. Tos says. Membeis menal dumas with no sin. 46. Again, the Gemara says no sin other chamel talks on. I feel a bit klirishon. The chamel talks on and mevashel. Kemo shafar. Good. The other way around, you can't put him in a klisheni. Why? The gazi beishamai klisheni also klivishon. But beis hillo, the pligi b'shari tzona tocham and hainu dafka b'klisheni k'diktani. But there are more because smash b'klivishon modu beis hillo. The lo mishum the sabra hak price at tatogavar k'dipirish b'kuches. Tosas says not because of tatogavar. Okay, this Tosas is not like Rashi says based on tatogavar. Rashi said twice. In Cain, Yiksha Mehocha, Lamandama Ilogover, Lamandama Tatogover, Nami, Havavasha, they clip him. He says, first of all, why didn't the Gemara and Bodhisattva, I'm sorry, Gemara Pesachim, ask against Rav from this price? If the issue here is Tatogover, like Rashi said, so this, it is a price of Bisham Vesilla before Rav and Shmuel, so why wasn't this price cited in the Gemara and Pesachim as a Kasha? Second of all, and furthermore, he says, Lamandama Tatogover, even the Satan Tatogover, Havavasha, they clip him. That's referring to the Tosfos we saw already. Ella Nira, Kemosha went with Tom. The Chamele Tosfos Mashmat says Tzonin Shalmata Merubim. Your point. I said we get to it. Here we are. We're talking here when the cold is a lot of it. Normally, when you pour one into the other, you pour the miut into the rabbit. Right? You have two pitchers or two. You want to combine. You the thing you pour is the lesser. The lighter one, you pour that into the other. It's a derech lita amuk merubo. Lechach ein mevashra chamer motim klal. Lishem is arvin betzonah hamerubin umisbatal chamusim. Velo tzonah tochamish chamish amatim rubin. It's arvin hanatzonah motim atavshil mevashra. So you see what Tos says. And I'm doing tatal gavar lord gavar. Because first of all, tatal gavar the more should have brought it in. And second of all, even if you hold tatal gavar, it's still a problem of mevashra gedeklipa. Now. Rashi theoretically could disagree and say it's not possible to get. We said not everyone agrees with that. But the way Tosis says, so that's what Tosis says, has to do with quantity. Okay, when you pour a little bit of hot water into the cold water, that's not going to heat up the little bit of cold water. Now, how much a little, how much a lot? I don't know. There's a question. The Ran also, the Chidush HaRan, not on the Riff, the Chidush HaRan, here in Shabbos, Mem Beis Mem Aleph, okay, there was a ton of opponent, right? Quotes my husband, Bisham, it's Hill, Pirish Rashi. Mishum de tatogav below nehira. So the Ran said doesn't make sense. The imkain tikshlim and never hasn't been controlled. The lover gav the ad kano probably be still because I have a cliche in it. But these were some of them. It's the same kasha the Ran is the same kasha tozim. Ran says why did the Gemara Pesachim bring this up as a riot against Rav? The old the filam and the tatogav are hamod the bikte klipa officer. The adam akarle tatog Leila mid labola kain hachanami lema havasha leel natakum with the klipa velitzer elahachit berusha no sin adam chamlet latzon lafish shein miskaren biruyal or misarven mamish betochatzonim. He says a little bit different. Okay, if anybody koach and koach ban lavasha feel a beboy mekluvishon but feel a tinsolah the iru kluvishon kekluvishon hanimil bemaral gabe tavlin solid uchudven shein acham misarven. He gives a different reason. What to explain the Gemara on Shabbos. It's not like Tosfos said, it's a matter of quantity. The Ran has the same kashas, it takes it in a different direction. He says there's a difference between, I gotta look at the three lines on the bottom of that Ran 47. He says, the Iru Kiklirishon Kiklirishon Hani Mili Bima'ara Al Gabe Tavlin When liquid onto solid, when you're pouring something hot onto a solid, what happens? What happens to the solid? It doesn't get, the liquid doesn't enter into or become absorbed into the solid. It hits the solid when it's coming down. It hits the solid when it's coming down. Right? And that's what he says. Elamakin alein bekiluchan. Bekiluch is when it flows. When it flows down, it hits it, so to speak. Right? And that's the, you know what I'm saying? It hits it when it flows down. That's by a solid. Avomayim b'mayim. Shemis arvim mamish. When you mix one liquid with another, everything gets intermixed. Right? It's not that you can't. Because when you pour something on, some of it may get absorbed, but some of it will slide off, right? I mean, and or you can see where the liquid is. When one liquid moves another liquid, it's misarvin mamish, and ain koch bekiluch levash lamayim atachtonim. Okay, so he says that there's no irik klivi shown onto another liquid. All right, then it's because it all gets intermingled. And again, it may come back. The Shulchan Aruch does come back to the quantity. So you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and if you're based, you're in Shulchan Aruch, 48. Umuter litzok mayim chayin l'toch mayim chamin. Mayim chamin. L'toch mayim tzonin. O tzon l'toch chamin. V'hu sh'lo b'klivishon v'pnei sh'me chamin harbin. As long as it's not in a klivishon. So there's no problem of iri klivishon when you're dealing with liquids. There are more rights. You know, mayim rubim kol kach sh'yishay sh'bashu. He even allows it the quantity you asked before. But the quantity of the quantity even make a in a klirishon. If there's so little, if there's so much more of one than the other, and all you want to do is cool it off, it's even a klirishon, it's okay as long as it's not on a h. Okay. But otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah cut and paid Bay's rights in 49. Dima Chaman Heim B'Klivishon also took Tochmaim Tzonim. What about also Laros Mem Tochmaim Tzonim? What which is partially out of that's in a Klivishon. Fine, but if you have a Mayim Merubin, it's cut and paid Bay. You talk about Tzonim Tochchaman. Mechanim Chaman Tzonim. Had Tzonim Merubin. Sure, okay. But the Mishnah Berurah puts in one caveat. He says, "I am Chaim Shekosik with Tzonim Lechaman that it's Mutter." Dafka sheshofet b'shvicha gedola kol b'pamachas. You pour it all out at once. You're going to pour it in bit by bit. Okay, ma'at ma'at also our shem avashal teichad ma'yol shem mashem tana chaka. I mean, pour it all at once. You know, it cools it all off together. So in any event, that's the idea. I'll finish up a couple more things quickly. That's the idea of lifetime. But that's the idea of the of in terms of kli of iri klivishon. So let's see, I printed the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha at Eretz Simchin Yud Kais in Tikkun Beis, B'machu V'hu. So again, just to finish up this part of the Sugya. So I am Mishnah Berurah, the Chamin L'Tok Tzonin B'inan Gamkein Shu Merubim. Okay, he says that we assume that quantity at the end, even though the Ran didn't quite mention it, but he said it's still an issue. Kein Kosom Agarvam, Pregonim, Mashim Agarvam, Digam Da Satur Kein, Kida Satosus, like the Tosus. Okay? He does say, "Ataz kosev the das l'tur lehokel b'chamin l'tochson." I feel a bit sonar muatin. Okay, I don't agree with it. Acharam machmer zeh ayin shom. I am a sefer beismeir sheherek b'zeh harbe umasik the das l'tur lehokel b'chenu gam ken das v'shbov aran. B'taimon, the zelo choshim iru came and shemis arvin zeh b'zeh umeela choshim hachamin shenishbach l'toch hatzonin kekli sheni ve'in yocha hatzonin amuat lizbashal ayda chamin. So that's what the that's the svara. That's the svara again, according to he says the Rashba the Ram. Okay, that the little bit can't. In other words, whatever's in it qualifies or classifies as a klisheni. However, mikol makom masi the ladina ain lahakka was in egatosis since tomar is the deraisa and lachay nir lezaiti. Look what he says here: kimo hamurgal heidna the practice nowadays shaosin mashke shakorin punch. Hey, Aleph Nun Shin. Okay, what is this? So, it's punch. What do we call it? No, can't have punch. Bug juice, right? Fruit punch. Whatever. What does it mean? The Hainu Shesochtim Ba'od Yom on Friday, Limonis Harbe Limemayin. Okay, you soak a lot of lemons into a thing, okay, and you mix it umar mil tocho sukker umashke shakar and arak, a little bit of a, what do you call it? What do you call the drink? It spiked a little bit. You spike the drink a little bit. That's what they used to make. Okay, over yom Shabbos, over lil Shabbos, marin al tarub is there mayim chamin harbe shenizbasu b'Shabbos beheter. Okay, you know, the you pour on hot water. Now you have this nice hot drink, the arak. With lemons and sugar, whatever, a nice hot drink that you get in the hotel sometimes, right? So he says, "Bani Usenu bevadai tzrichem lochus ladas atosus v'lesom klirishon elin kain adshet ein yatzolus bam." He said, "You still should be shrichoshesh atosus." You know that applies. He replies there. Can you give me some rice wash for Shabbos? But the Eved, you know, the idea is shish b'charash b'avaron shematirin lahedir. He said that's what the Rambam says also. Now at the end, he writes. That's what I call right, coffee or tea. Shemivashim kodem Shabbos ma'at mayim in coffee with tea. Both when shu chazak ma'od b'tamo, you make what they call it, essence. Right, you mix a lot of coffee, a lot of tea on Arab Shabbos. Rod yom, so it's very strong tea. So yom haShabbos ba'arle and mayim chaim and harbe. This bashma hetem b'zeh yesh odsa. That's and got the same thing, right? The liquid is another heter, which we'll have to come back to. Even onto liquid. Should not pour the Iri Klevishon even onto a liquid. Like I said, again, bottom line, the Machlokas we showing. Okay, to Machlokas Rishonim, and you know, Tosfos and others are Mekel, but Tosfos and others are Machmir, the Rashba and the Ran and others are Mekel. We saw the Ran. Actually, that Ran I think was quoted in the Rashba. So he said the Chatzilah of a person to try and be Machmir and not do Iri Klevishon if we're talking about something still hot, still Yatzlotis, even onto liquid. Okay, he says the Gro is Machmir like that. Good.
So that, we said that you could do the Tiasins.
The P.S. was told, yeah, but that you could do. But he said, but not out of a klirishon. He said, don't pour. Chatchila, he says, don't pour it out of a klirishon. Even as other there, it's stuck in the hot bill.
And like, you put the essence in the cup first. And then
now it's that.
What?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Now, before do you pour the essence onto the water?
So again, according to, If you're gonna pour the hot water onto the essence, that's what he said, it'd be a problem. Put the essence into that water, wouldn't be a problem. Okay, but some say the whole thing a cliche or cliche, whatever. So we don't really make it, we like cliche and others. Okay, but we'll see in the Mishaburi, he types this essence, this sense that sometimes we may like this essence idea. Okay. Just look at a couple other things to finish this up. Degle Tal over Os Choftes, Ambati Shomerchas, Shimleas Maim Chaman, Avshi Klisheni, Ein Nosno Maim Tzorne, Shimechaman Harbe, Alanosin Umea Maim Chaman, Shibizu, Ambati Toch, Ambati Acher Shomtzorne, the other way around, Afilm Klishon Mutala Aristov Maim Tzorne, Shalom Amru, he writes, Shalom Amru Shir Mavashik, Elamara Agabe Dower Gush, Shaina Chamis Arbenbo, Elamakin Mikiluchan, Ava Maim. The Mayim Shmiz Arvin ain't caught by Kilo Chavashim Klal. So he takes that more lenient position. And in the Shulchan Aruch, also in Simit Shiruches Sifir Aleph, Abati. Abati means Klisha Rochei's bowl, like a basin, a bathtub, you know, not like our bathtub, like, you know, like a big, like in the, you see these old Western movies, you know, the guy's bathing in this big wooden basket of some sort. Anyway, Shimlea Mayim Chamin ain't no son of Mayim Tzonin. And the Mishabur also writes the Kot Nayin Ches. That's like that din that Afal Gav the Osel Aros Al Tavlin. That we can Klivishon the Dafka Dover Gush. Aba Hocha Shalom Is Arvin Chamin Imatzonin Is Bata Chamuson Kinoch Shatzonim Ruben. Then that's allowed. So that's what I say about that. Let me just begin a little bit. I definitely want to finish this tomorrow. So let me just begin a little bit. The next issue, and that is the issue of klisheni. Just to start a little bit, right? just to get the sugi going. Okay, so I understand to leave it. But let me give me a few more minutes. So okay, so now we talked about klivishon. We talked about iri klivishon. Now we're talking about klisheni. Okay, klisheni. So there is a Gemara, Memo Beis 54. Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdini, Pam Achas Nichnasti Achar Rebbe LeBeis HaMerchatz. And once, and Rashi says, Memo Beis Nichnasti B'Shabbos. Okay. They went into the bathhouse on Shabbos. And we'll talk about it. The last thing we'll do about Bishul, and B'ez Hashem, next week, will be about bathing and so on. But this was, it was B'chamet, Rashi says, look, Nichnasti B'Shabbos, B'chamet Tiveria, Shalom Nesu. You know what I'm Tveria. Tveria was in those days, still now, in hot springs, thermal springs in Tveria, still today. You know, you know, bathing in the hot springs in Tveria. Okay. So they had this hot springs are underground. The water is heated by the heat of the earth, right? It comes out from certain places and naturally comes out. So anyway, so that was in Tveria. So it was in Tveria, so we went to the Rebbe in the bathhouse. Okay, I wanted him to. I had a flask of oil, okay, a jar of oil that I wanted to melt down a little bit so I could rub it on myself. Okay, and I asked him to put it in the hot water there, let it soak. It was in a sealed jar. Put it in there. Okay, Rashi Bambati going brechla hasu bakarka. It's like a little pool. It might have dug out of the earth, right? It can make shamayim nitosim showing us something. That's what about the word goes in there and gathered. Fine. Okay. So Omar Lee, hold the klisheni, detain. He said, look in Rashi, bakashti laniach sham pach shemen lahavshir, right? To soften it up. Lasuchem and kodem rechitik. I want to rub it onto myself before bathing. Okay, so Rebbe said to me, this is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdini talking. He said, Rebbe said to me, Amar li, hol b'kli sheni b'tein. Take some of the water out in a kli sheni. Okay, scoop some of the water. So the water is now in a kli sheni. Okay, Rashi said, with kli sheni, she itstanenu me'at. So the water will be a little cooler. The kli sheni en v'ashal. And then tein, v'acharkach, says Rashi, tein hapach l'toch oso kli sheni. So he wanted this, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdini wanted to put this jar of oil directly into the hot water, the hot spring water, the klirishon, directly in the hot water. So Rebbe told him, get a pail or a bucket or something like that and scoop out some of the water. So now it's the water sitting in klisheni and put the jar of oil into that. Into that. That's what he told him to do. But again, it was in a jar though. That's liquid directly delivered. Here he had a jar of oil, and the oil was congealed or whatever it was. He wanted to soften it up, so he wanted to put the
hot water into the...
wanted to put the oil into the hot water, so the hot water will
cool up.
No, it's in the jar. It's in the jar, and then but the heat's going to cause it to liquefy a little bit, right?
So it's solid.
In effect. Okay, and Rebbe told him to do it in a klisheni. That's the bottom line. The Gemara concludes back in 54. The Gemara says, Shema mino tos. I learned three things from Rebbe. Shema mino, number one, shemen yesh po mishum bishul. The issue of bishul applies to shemen. Okay. Shema mino, the key for us, klisheni eino mevashel. In other words, Rebbe was concerned, don't put it into the klirishon, into the hot tub there. Don't put it in there. That's a kli rishon. That's where the hot water is. That's like on the fire. It's coming from the earth, but it's like on the fire. So that don't put it into there. So apparently it's a problem of bishul. But when he told them, put it in a kli sheni, put the jar in a kli sheni, so then, not a problem because kli sheni is enema bashul. Ushmamina have shei rosei bishul. When it comes to oil, how do you define bishul? Just liquefying, melting it down. Okay, that's not interested in that point. But at the end of the day, look at the Rashi with klisheni. What's the point of putting klisheni? When you scoop out, let's say that you have a big tub of hot water that's over a fire. Okay, or Rashi explained that it's coming from the ground. But now what you did was you scooped, took a bucket, took some of the water out in that bucket. So that's called a klisheni. Okay. That tub, that dugout water, where the hot water is coming from an underground spring, right? It's like being on a fire. It wasn't actually on a fire. There was an actual fire there, but it came. Well, there was fire, but further down on the earth, right? So it came from this hot spring. Fine. Even though it's not directly over the fire, but it's a klivishon, the tub. it was heated up by water further down in the earth. I don't know if it goes all the way down to the core, wherever hot spring water comes from, and now it's in this tub. Okay, but we already learned that even it's that's fire. Now it's a kli rishon shelo, gabe eish, fine, but it's still hot. As long as it's still hot, that's called a kli rishon, like we said. Shafal pi shebir me'al or mevashim. All right, so like we said before. So here we say that's what we put in a kli sheni. The question is, we'll finish with this for today. And the question is, why should it matter? And again, in a kli sheni, it's still pretty hot. In fact, probably if you measure temperature, at least for a while, it'll still be just as hot as in the kli rishon. All of a sudden, he takes that, scoop it out with a pail and put that jar of oil inside the pail. That's okay. That's okay. That's not okay. It's just saying, you know, what's it? So what does it mean, kli sheni and mevasha? So Tosus, very important Tosus, 56. Tosus there in Shabbos, mem on the base, says, Ushmamin up kli sheni mevasha, tema. My shno kli sheni kli rishon. The yad zoras, I feel the cliche nami. It's hot, so it's hot. The ain yad zoras bo, I feel the cliche nami and mevashel. Whenever we talk about a cliche and mevashel, the given is that the water inside, the item inside is hot. So if it's hot, so then what's the difference between a cliche and cliche? Tosus kasha, our kasha, right? What's the chiluk? Yesh lomar, we should cliche, we talk she omad al haor. Since the kli rishon was on the fire, even if it's not now, but it was on the fire, dofnosav chamin, the walls of the pot are themselves hot, right? Because they were heated by the fire too. They had a soup pot that you cooked on a flame, so the walls of the soup pot are hot, okay? Umachzik humo zman meruba. And even if it's off the fire, the heat will retain much longer. Right, the what's inside of it, that which is contained in this pot, is gonna the heat's gonna it's gonna stay hotter much longer. Okay, you take the pot off the frying pan, you have a chicken soup. Okay, you take the pot off. Okay, and then they put it into the bowl and they serve it. Okay, now the bowl will soon have a cliche, right? The bowl's a cliche. So I'm eating it, but I left the pot on the counter in the kitchen. When I go back, I'll have doubles. Okay. The soup in the pot is much hotter than it was on my bowl, certainly by the time I finish. Even though the same time is a lot, what's the difference? The answer is because the walls of the pot retained the heat because they were hot themselves. The metal of the pot retained the heat. That's what Tos is saying. So he says, Ophisha Klivisha mitok shomar al or dofnosum chamanu machzik humos man ruba. Ulakach. So therefore, Nastabo Shir Chazal said, calls man shiat thoris bo asr. About klisheni, afal gab diatzalis b'muter she'ein dofnosav chamin. The walls are not hot. Klisheni again, chicken soup bowl that you have on your table, you have on your seat, or your seat. Those walls are not hot. Okay, so even though the soup coming into it is kli is yatzalis bowl, but it's cooling off. It is cooling off and cooling off quickly. So the bottom line is, that's again, it's not scientific totally, but it makes a certain amount of sense. And what Tos is saying, well, I think two things. Things that don't generate heat, but just absorb something hot, okay? That just absorb heat. Let's say soup. The soup itself in a pot does not generate heat. It absorbs the heat from being on a fire. So they'll lose their heat when they're transferred into something which is not hot. Right, I mean, something which itself doesn't generate heat. If you move it into something, it's only hot because of having been on a fire. So it'll lose its heat. It doesn't generate its own heat. It just absorbed heat. So it'll lose its heat when transferred into something which is not hot. So here, basically, when you pour the soup into the bowl, the walls of the bowl absorb some of the heat from the soup. That's why it cools off, right? The bowl gets hot a little bit. Gets hot because of the soup, not because there's no fire. It's far removed from the fire. But the bowl gets a little hot because it absorbed some of the... So where did that heat come from? Came from the soup. The soup cooled off a little bit, right? The soup absorbed and the walls of the klisheni, so to speak, absorbed some of the heat. So the liquid loses some of its heat. So that's one thing Tosin says. She'ein dofno some chamin. Okay? But then he adds two words at the very end. This will finish the day. He adds two words. Beholech umiskarer. And it's also, I don't know, this might be a second thing close to saying. No, you understand the first thing? It loses some of its heat. So it doesn't have that intense heat to be bevashel. That's why Kli Sheni is not bevashel.
First of all, she tells them why Arai is a clear region, but it's different. Because...
Because it loses some of its intensity.
Even the water itself isn't.
Right. That's sense. But so the point here is a Kli Sheni, that which is a Kli Sheni. So if I now put something to quote unquote cook in that soup, it's not going to cook. It's anima vashel because it is the first character of Tosus, or the first angle of Tosus, is that the walls absorb some of the heat because the soup had no, I think we're saying it's similar because it, right, it didn't have any of its own heat, right? It doesn't have any of its own heat. So since it doesn't have its own heat, so it loses heat and it goes somewhere else. But you know what would make a difference? Maybe this wouldn't work. Sometimes you go to, I do it on purpose, sometimes you go to like a fancy wedding or a fancy affair or something like that. They heat up soup bowls themselves. The bowls are hot, and they put the soup in so that it'll retain the heat more. Right? Sometimes you get like these little things that are covered. Maybe I've been to weddings like that. You know, the mugs are very hot.
That you like fill
with
hot water, fill out hot water, and then you
add. Yes, that's interesting. Okay, so we'll talk about thermos in general eventually, but they not now, but I guess it's some of the fancy affairs that they take boiling hot plates and put the soup in these hot plates. That might not be a cliche because the walls are hot. But anyway, in an ordinary situation, like they fry night in our house. But the second thing Tosus says, the last two words, holech miskarer, the liquid. It loses some of its intensity. And again, halachically, it needs this intense heat for Bishol. So even if it's still hot, since it is in the process of losing its heat, not really a second teretz, that's what I call two teretz, it's another angle. Since the stuff that's in the Kli Sheni is in the process of losing its heat, it can't be mevashel, halacha. Right? The only thing mevashel is something which is not losing its heat. So it's two things that happen, and one relates to the other. The walls cool it off, but also the item itself that's in a Kli Sheni is in the process, and that's those last words, holech umiskarer. So again, even though at first glance it's somewhat counterintuitive, because what's it do? I put in a Kli Sheni, all of a sudden it can't be mashal. 2 seconds ago it was in a Kli Rishon. It's just as hot now. Yeah, okay, just as hot, but it's cooling. It is losing some of its heat, you know, even though it's still Yad Sledes. And even though it's still Yad Sledes, it's still holech umiskarer. Holech umiskarer, it's cooling off. So Allah, it loses its capacity in mashal. We'll talk more, hopefully we'll finish. I want to finish the Mahomes position tomorrow, and we'll continue from there. Okay?
Is that the kitchen when we serve the soup? We take a massive pot.